Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, breaking news, although we've been kind of expecting it for a while now, the World Health Organization has finally upgraded the coronavirus outbreak or epidemic to pandemic. When asked a couple weeks ago, why aren't we calling it a pandemic, is because, well, they didn't want to cause panic. Apparently with H1N1 back in 2009, they got some pushback when they called it a pandemic. The difference between like an epidemic and pandemic means epidemic kind of connotes some more control. You know, you're able to kind of control some of the spread. It isn't widespread. It isn't evading a whole bunch of countries. It isn't, you know, person-to-person transmission as easily. You're able to, you know, even if it is person-to-person transmission, we could control it, we could contain it. Pandemic kind of signifies it's out there and all countries better brace themselves. That's, you know, and there is a more scientific delineation of it, but when we were in epidemic stage, we were already saying, look, it's already spreading to a bunch of countries. The reason why, though, is many of these countries only had maybe one case here, one case there, so the concept of we could contain, and we could isolate, and we got this handled, you know, held true. So did they have to go into that pandemic mode? Well, the problem is countries are already in pandemic mode. You know, Italy has already started to do a lockdown, and interestingly enough, I don't think they've had any cases in the last 24 hours, which kind of then tells other countries isolation and quarantine is the way to go. Not, you know, my favorite thing to do at this point, but I understand why we're going to be moving to that. Let me just give you the latest numbers. 122,289 total cases, 4,389 deaths. We've had about 67,000 people recover. Majority of the cases are people who are older, more male than female, but younger people are involved also. This isn't just a senior disease. We have seen people who are middle-aged, even younger, affected by this. I believe there were even a couple kids, but it does seem to have more of a trend to affect older individuals. We don't know why. We don't know if it's because they smoke, they've been exposed to pollution, their lungs are weaker, they have more of a primed immune system. If maybe younger people have been vaccinated to something that, you know, vaccinated for something that might be just similar enough to coronavirus. So we're still trying to figure it out, but it doesn't mean kids and everybody are out of the woods, okay? This can spread easily, and if you are going to do containment efforts, you can't just contain one group of, you know, one demographic or age group, etc. So, you know, HHS Secretary Alex Azar has warned that the U.S. is still in the early stages. We're about 11 days behind Italy in terms of being able to test, and we haven't had enough tests, and Oregon started running out of tests, and some of the tests had, you know, originally stunk and had false negatives, and, you know, so Alex Azar has been, you know, kind of telling us that we should brace ourselves for more aggressive containment efforts and brace ourselves for higher numbers. I keep getting asked, why the hysteria? You know, we have 31 deaths, 1,016 cases in the United States. That's a lot. From a medical standpoint, I don't like that one bit. That does worry me. But why all the media hysteria? And we have people still dying of flu. We're at the 20,000 plus number, and I don't even think we're getting accurate numbers on that because all the attention has been shifted to coronavirus. And Harvard is telling students to leave their dorms for the next few weeks. They want to clean them down, clean the dorms. Online Harvard I would love to take some Harvard classes online. I didn't know they offered them. But, you know, schools, work, trying to already prepare. Amazon, I spoke to a couple Amazon workers yesterday, working from home. You know, one started to get the sniffles. I'm like, we're still in cough and cold season. We're still in flu season, you know? You know, the media has been trying, some of the better media outlets have been trying to kind of calm people down and say, you know, look, this is, you know, not to the degree that flu is. And, you know, yes, it is a deadly disease, but, you know, you don't have to start causing the markets to tumble. But the problem is you have a lot of liability involved. If you do have a politician, you know, make fun of the virus by, like, wearing a mask or, you know, act like it's no big deal, and then somebody dies in their district, it looks bad. And so to err on the side of caution, it looks better, you know, being more diligent. Now, I discussed this a little bit earlier. The only reason why I'm not, you know, fighting the containment efforts, New York is going to take a zone in New Rochelle. New Rochelle is not on Manhattan proper. It's like more towards, it's north as you go towards White Plains, Westchester County. It's in that area. So it's north, not completely upstate, but New Rochelle is going to have a couple mile containment zone. Schools closed, businesses closed, people can still come in and out of their house, but they're going to try to contain it because there's been a cluster of cases there. So New York is kind of testing out containment efforts. It's not in Manhattan, though. I don't know how that would work. But the only reason why I and a lot of other medical professionals aren't going to fight it and buck it is because I'm still anti-flu. And we're still having flu cases. We're having people still die of the flu. And all this, all these precautions and hand washing and being diligent should have been happening all year long. And so we have a flu pandemic that is worse than the coronavirus epidemic. So as I look at it as, okay, well, we'll kill two birds with one stone. And we'll get to test out certain infection control measures. We do have to do a dry run for this disease X that the World Health Organization has been hinting that is going to come and get a bunch of us. Where there is going to be some, maybe not Spanish flu, you know, levels, but back in the 19-teens, but, you know, proportion. But, you know, we are not prepared by any means with the way we have our subways and the way we have our concert events and all that. And, you know, here we are in 2020, and we could be very easily taken out by a virus. And so, as far as I look at this, I don't think we need hysteria. I don't think we need people panicking. You know, it was impossible to buy toilet paper on Amazon, so I bought a bunch of Kleenex. You know, I mean, honestly, and the Kleenex was expensive. You know, I hate seeing that, the panic and all that, but we do need a dry run and a dress rehearsal on what to do if we do have these nasty viruses. And we're in the midst of a flu outbreak, a coronavirus outbreak, so we might as well get ready now. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So while Americans are, you know, and people worldwide are trying to avoid public gatherings and, you know, leaving work and trying to work from home, you know, people are unfortunately also not heading to the blood banks. And we have been predicting that the blood shortage that we have kind of dealt with in the winter would not improve as coronavirus, now being upgraded to pandemic, starts to kind of consume a lot of our efforts to try to get out there and, you know, help others in need. So joining us today is Dr. Pampi Young, Chief Medical Officer from the Red Cross. Dr. Young, thank you for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. Dr. Young?
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to join you.
Oh, no. Well, we appreciate all yours and American Red Cross efforts. So, you know, we're being told that, you know, many people who donate and have traveled to certain areas are being asked to maybe hold off for about 28 days. You know, can you kind of clarify what those of us that regularly donate should do at this time?
You can't really get any respiratory virus, including coronavirus, from a blood transfusion. We have rigorous policies in place to ensure that our donors are healthy and well and suitable to donate. Out of an abundance of caution, we've put in place recommendations that if you've gone to China or Korea, Iran, Italy, the very high risk places, that you defer for donating for 28 days, or if you've had direct contact with someone with coronavirus, the novel coronavirus. However, if you don't fit those categories and you're healthy and well, we are in desperate need of healthy donors to come in and donate blood.
Absolutely. Amen. It's so well put. You know, it's I guess I'm due April 1, and I don't care, come hook or crook, the second I'm able to donate, I'm going to donate again. And, you know, the winter time was a really rough time because, you know, flu season, as we've discussed, is, you know, has been even a bigger pandemic. And flu season has caused a lot of people to stay home and you know, not be active when it comes to donating blood. So, you know, did we at all see some reprieve, or did we go from one shortage to this one?
You know, unfortunately, the latter is true. As you mentioned, the flu season itself causes you know, an impact to the blood supply, and with the COVID-19 concerns rising, and as more and more communities are affected, and more universities and business are preemptively, out of an abundance of caution, shutting down, that is truly impacting our accessibility of our sponsors to host blood drives, and also it's discouraging donors from healthy donors from getting out and coming to a donation center.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point. This is not, you know, donating, receiving somebody's blood is not going to transmit coronavirus or flu. You know, this is, you know, the blood we use for platelets, we use for those suffering from, you know, cancer, anemia, you know, chemotherapy changes to the bone marrow, trauma, you know, and, you know, this blood is life-saving, and, you know, people are so scared of, you know, getting an infectious disease, but this really isn't a route that we're concerned about. True?
True. There are no data that coronavirus or any respiratory viruses can be transmitted by a blood transfusion. But nevertheless, the Red Cross has a number of steps to ensure donor safety and the safety of our staff.
Dr. Young, you know, you being chief medical officer, it's really reassuring to a lot of people that we do have, you know, medical staff working with all the fantastic, you know, staff that, you know, American Red Cross employs. What is your role as chief medical officer when it involves such a enormous company, you know, a enormous organization that helps so many, such as American Red Cross?
That's a great question. So I'm not the only physician that's in the American Red Cross. In fact, we have a large team of physicians and scientists that support the work of the Red Cross. The physicians are located regionally all across our country, and they support the safety and well-being of the donors, and they support the safety and well-being of the patients receiving the blood. So my role as chief medical officer is to oversee this team and provide leadership, as well as participate across the leadership level of our organization to make sure that medical and scientific information are at the forefront of our decision-making process.
It's fantastic. You know, I love what you guys do. And also, I have to give a big shout out to, you know, your public relations department in that, you know, there's a lot of media hysteria around coronavirus, you know, just as each year with the flu. And the blood shortage crisis can affect even more. And the American Red Cross, as well as other blood banks out there, have a very calming approach to discussing the crisis when, you know, me in the medical field, my heart actually, like, right now is racing because I know we've lost thousands of donations, you know, each day, you know, from this. And, you know, I'm trying to be calm about it. And you guys are able to, even though you are on the front line of, you know, some of the most, you know, drastic life-saving measures, you're able to keep a very calm approach about this and still get your message out.
Thank you. That's great to hear. I do think that we have a fantastic team at the American Red Cross. We're very mission-driven, and we're committed to providing, making blood both safe and available, and making sure that if you're in the hospital and you're sick, that you're not worried about the safety and the availability of your next transfusion.
So true, so true. So, you know, when I get blood, I make sure I'm not, you know, sick or sniffling or coughing. You know, there's a lot of confusion, especially with flu season, cough and cold season, coronavirus season, on, you know, what symptoms would prevent you from, shall we say, donating blood. So, you know, if some of us have the sniffles, et cetera, where do you draw the line? When do you feel confident that a donor can donate?
Well, you have to feel healthy and well. We also take a number of physical parameters that we check. For example, we ensure that you're not febrile, that you don't have a fever. We do a blood pressure and a pulse check. So several of these physical parameters are very good at indicating a degree of wellness that we expect. And so it's important that, you know, in our questions, we have a pretty rigorous blood donor questionnaire, and that questionnaire is designed to ask and discover if the donor is not feeling well.
Yeah, and you know, complicating things that you know, a lot of people don't realize is we're going into allergy season, and so the pollen's out, and now my nose is running, and you know, it's like I don't have a cold, but you know, the extensive questionnaire, the you know, checking the fever, the exam we get, the mini exam we get, you know, getting our iron checked, you know, before our blood draw, I'm very confident that, you know, we're able to, you know, kind of, you know, screen people if, you know, they're sick versus allergies. But, you know, there's a lot of sniffling going on, and, you know, I think a lot of it is pollen, too.
You're absolutely right. And a runny nose in and of itself wouldn't defer a donor for exactly the reason you're describing, because so much of it is, I would say the majority of it is due to allergies, and the donor is absolutely fine. It's a combination of symptoms that would indicate someone that's not well.
Mm-hmm. Two final questions. How many donations do you feel the Red Cross is losing, roughly, as a result of this coronavirus pandemic?
Well, it's a continually evolving situation, and it's difficult to say. What I can tell you that is we know that we've already had cancellations of approximately 50 blood drives with over 1,300 uncollected blood donations. I think I heard today that another 470 are at risk in the Northeast. So I think the situation is evolving, and no doubt we are seeing canceled drives due to university closures and other business closures, and it is most certainly impacting blood, the available blood we have.
Dr. Pampy Young, thank you so much for joining us. And everybody go to redcross.org to find a drive and donate.
Advertising.
Thank you, Dr. Young, for joining us.
It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. A judge sentenced him this morning after he was found guilty for raping and committing a criminal sex act on two women. His attorney, Donna Rotunno, is not happy with the length of the sentence.
That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice. I am overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, NIH Chief Anthony Fauci says the worst is yet to come regarding the coronavirus. During a House hearing, Dr. Fauci says he would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the Dow has been down by more than 1,100 points at times, erasing almost all of Tuesday's gains. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when there's pandemics, and the coronavirus has now been upgraded to a pandemic, they're stupid. And the latest stupid is apparently in England, a bunch of looters stole toilet paper. Chesterfield Royal Hospital said hand sanitizers were disappearing. People are stealing things from offices. I told my husband, you know, he's always running out of toilet paper. Because, you know, men don't buy toilet paper like women do. You know, and so I, you know, tell my husband, you know, you're out of toilet paper again. You know, he's like, well, you know, the guys don't use it because it's just pee. I'm like, buy toilet paper. So he bought a stack And I noticed yesterday the majority was gone. So people are stealing toilet paper as they can. You see, we lose our decorum. We lose our civility whenever there's panic. Officials have warned supplies are already low, could put patients at risk. One hospital said stolen hand sanitizer has become a daily occurrence. Well, you're worried about a pandemic and you're worried about people dying and you're going to steal hand sanitizer in a hospital, that could cause tons more people to die. So we have a bunch of looting thieves. Now, I'm not sure what's happening in American hospitals, but this is being reported out of Daily Mail coming out of England. My guess is if I'm seeing toilet paper stolen out of my husband's office, it's happening. The government in England told people to stop stockpiling. As you see supermarket shelves empty out, people buying water in droves. I'm like, guys, your faucet should work. Okay, you have a faucet, just add a filter. You don't necessarily have to buy up all these bottles of water, but they are. People are finding shortages of toilet roll, pasta, soup. Hand sanitizer, now a lot of stores are kind of doing World War II era rationing, where you only get to buy one hand sanitizer. I went to my medical supply company, and just to kind of look and, you know, try to get hand sanitizer for, you know, my husband's office, I was only allowed to buy one bottle. And again, it's rationing. I understand that. I'm not balking at it, but that's because somebody's going to buy 20 or whatever. Remember with the swine flu in 2009, people were hoarding Tamiflu. And then we had a Tamiflu shortage. At Tesco, shoppers are limited to buy no more than 5 of certain goods, including antibacterial gels, wipes and sprays, dry pasta, dried milk, and some canned vegetables. I spoke yesterday on substitutes, you know. If you guys can't find hand sanitizer, maybe get some rubbing alcohol that you can kind of clean surfaces with. There's do-it-yourself how to make your own sanitizing gel. But honestly, soap and water, as long as you guys can buy soap, if you run out of soap, maybe we could even use that bubble. You know how the kids blow bubbles, the bubble toy? That's soapy. Soap and water. Wash hands. You know, no need to panic if you don't have hand sanitizer. So I'm right now on Amazon. Now, I buy a lot from Amazon. This is not a commercial for Amazon, and this is not to insult Amazon or criticize them. This is just where we're at. I am trying to buy toilet paper. They have sponsored toilet paper, and they have non-sponsored. I am not seeing the buy now buttons. I am looking at a box of Scott Essential Professional Bulk Toilet Paper for Businesses, 80 rolls. I'm like, let me buy one of those. Nope. I get to click see all buying options. And we could... Oh, actually, I can buy this. I'm not going to get it until next week, though. $75 for a box of toilet paper. $65.38, the cheapest, from Clean It Supply for 80 rolls. I'm sorry, but that price is up. When I look at Presto, Amazon brand, Amazon now has a brand of toilet paper out of stock. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock. That's Amazon toilet paper. Cottonelle, 20 big rolls. Oh, do you guys see that? It's 12 rolls. But they say you're getting 20. You guys have to really be careful with the packaging. It's not 20 rolls, it's 12. But they're big rolls, and they say it equals 20. So you think you're buying 20. Currently unavailable. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock. So what I did, because I was so sick of not getting toilet paper, 48 rolls are at $33.98. Hold on, it's called 7th Generation. Let me see. Ah, it is in stock. It's extra soft and strong. Okay. But that's still a lot of money. $33. Soft Comfort Plus, currently unavailable. So you can still get some toilet paper on Amazon, but why don't we just go to Now Kleenex? Let's go to tissue. So that's what I did. I'm like, I could clean my tushy with other things. So with tissue, you have a lot more options. So I bought Kleenex Ultra Soft. And that is in stock. And you get 8 boxes for $12. So for those of you having toilet paper issues, then just buy Kleenex. You could use that. So you're able to get Kleenex. I would not recommend paper towel. Paper towel is just too rough on the Lily. That I can't do paper towel. However, if you're stuck, you can actually, Bounty has 8 rolls, and I know this is on Amazon Prime, 8 rolls for $16.99. Gosh, it's getting expensive. Remember one roll was $1.50? So 8 rolls would have still been like $12 or something, but nope. So prices are up. So worst case scenario, have some plastic bags next to the toilet, wipe with the paper towel, and then throw it in the plastic bag. It just doesn't have to go in the toilet. So, you know, we talked about a bidet. We talked about a garden hose. Have you guys ever done that where your kids were just full of something and you're like, you know what, I'm not letting you get back in the house, so you just hose them off outside? They could clean their tushy that way too. You know, one little trick of the trade, and I know, you know, the Women's Foundation or the Women's Kingdom isn't going to like me telling you guys this, but one thing that's really cool for women is the muumuu, where if you run out of toilet paper, and we women do, then we just put the muumuu on because we don't want to dirty our underwear, and the muumuu covers everything, and we don't have to wear underwear, and then we could just jump in the shower. A lot of us can pee in the shower, people. I hate to do that because, you know, there's hormones and medications that then go into the water supply, but, I mean, we're already flushing toilets. So, I mean, you know, for those of us ladies that are having issues with toilet paper, then, you know, we can pee in the shower. Oh, how dare you say that? I pee in the shower, you know? It's interesting. I told you guys this. I could always tell when somebody pees in the shower because their feet are so smooth. The urea, you know, is a anti-drying agent. And we used to use this Carmol 40, this urea cream, on dried, cracked feet made out of urea from urine. And so when people pee in the shower, their feet are pretty smooth. So I'm not allowed to, you know, tell you that as medical advice. I'm just telling you that anecdotally. Okay, so now what else can we clean our tissues with? Let's look at baby wipes. What are baby wipes? I'm just on Amazon for you guys right now. So baby wipes, you can get Amazon brand Mama Bear Saline Nose and Face Baby Wipes, $17.99 for 6 packages. It's expensive, but again, it's another option if you feel like you need to clean something. Let's look at dish. I talked to my husband about this. We already have a plan. Washcloths. Let's look up washcloths. He was like, gross, and I go, just put it in a bag and I'll throw it in the washer. And they will just be tushy washcloths. So if I look up washcloths, problem with washcloths is some of them are kind of, you know, painful. But Utopia towels, $13.99, I don't know for how many. Hold on, let me see how many. 12-pack. So you use a towel, throw it in the washer. Could clean it off. So you could buy a 12-pack. This is actually a really good deal. They're really nice-looking towels. And they're washcloths. So, you know, there's other things you guys could do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Bernie Sanders has no intention of dropping out. Well, he says he is winning the battle for ideas and young voters, and he is planning on debating Joe Biden on Sunday. Yeah, there's another debate. I'm so busy with the coronavirus thing that I haven't really been watching the election too much. I know Biden did very, very well yesterday. Had won Michigan. Idaho. Biden had won Mississippi as well. And Missouri. But I believe Sanders won North Dakota. And the Vermont senator, I believe, is kind of back home, just kind of regrouping, and is remaining in the race. He said he delivered a statement today from Burlington, Vermont, saying on Sunday, I look very much to the debate in Arizona with my friend Joe Biden. So losing Michigan was huge because of the number of delegates. I don't have the number of delegates exactly off the top of my head, but I think it was about 196, something like that. He said last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign from a delegate point of view. Mississippi, Idaho, and Missouri had gone to Joe Biden's column. Michigan was Sanders' last best path to the Democratic nomination, but not ready to bow out. He said, we are strongly winning in two enormously important areas, which will determine the future of our country. Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda. He said, beyond winning the ideological debate, we are winning the generational debate. You know, we talked about last hour, you know, why we don't have more younger candidates. Joe Biden had kind of discussed how, you know, we don't have as many younger voters. He said younger voters do not go out and vote. And if the, usually the older voters did. Which is still fascinating to me how Bernie Sanders attracts younger voters. But then again, if you're promising free college and, you know, all sorts of stuff, I could see why that can appeal to younger voters. But a lot of middle-aged people who just are now finishing paying off their student loans might not be for that. He says, Joe Biden continues to do very well with older Americans, especially those people over 65. Our campaign continues to win the vast majority of the votes of younger people. He said, I am not talking about people just in their 20s, but in their 30s and 40s. The younger generations of this country continue in very strong numbers to support our campaign. And he does have a big showing. He does. It's just not enough to plummet him to the presidency. He conceded that his campaign was losing the debate over electability. He said, I cannot tell you how many people our campaign has spoken to who has said, and I quote, I like what your campaign stands for. I agree with what your campaign stands for, but I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because I think Joe is the best candidate to defeat Donald Trump, end of quote. He said, we heard that statement all over the country. He said, needless to say, I strongly disagree with that assertion, but that is what millions of Democrats and independents today believe. So he is bringing up a point that we've discussed on the show many, many times. Is if you're a diehard Democrat or liberal and you hate Donald Trump and you want to, you know, see your side win, you might take one for the team. You know, you might choose a candidate you don't like just to win. And many people don't think Bernie Sanders is going to have that electability. Why not? He has a little bit more personality than Joe Biden. He seems to control his cussing, not have as many gaffes. But again, it's just too far left. You know, if people are doing well from an economy standpoint, minus what's been happening with coronavirus, if people like the jobs, if they like that the individual mandate is gone, you know, if they like that, you know, they have some stability and they feel relatively safe, why are they going to allow the pendulum to swing so far left? But you have a lot of people that like Bernie, but they just don't think that he's going to win. And it's that panic, just like with coronavirus. You know, the Democrats are panicking. And when Sanders was winning, and you had all these people on the field, and Biden was really struggling, he very first week was holding his own. And then with all the other candidates like Pete Buttigieg and Gabby Tolser and Amy Klobuchar, et cetera, and Andrew Yang, you know, he started to fall back. And people were saying the moderates are splitting the vote. The moderates are splitting the vote. So things had to be done. People had to drop out so Biden could win. And it happened overnight. And Bernie Sanders, who thought he could taste the White House and that Oval Office, is now in trouble. So there will be a debate. Sanders' only hope is that Biden makes some sort of a mess up. And, you know, do I think that, you know, Trump has a better chance of beating Biden than Sanders or vice versa? It all depends on the economy. If the economy still stays strong, he could beat either of them blindfolded. Both hands tied behind his back. So, you know, it'll also be interesting to see who their VP picks are. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but it's not... not easy for the guy. And, you know, he's 77, turning 78. He's spunky, though. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of spunky, colleges are trying to take matters in their own hand with coronavirus. At least a dozen U.S. universities, colleges are canceling classes and moving to online instruction. Cancellations have been focused in states hardest hit by COVID-19, including California, New York, Washington. As you know, the virus has hit over 1,000 people in the U.S., killing over 31. And the reason why I say over is because we know that the numbers are going to rise as we get more testing and we, you know, determine what happened to which patients. So Harvard has asked students to move out of the dorms. So Harvard University is moving to virtual classes. They have been asked to move out of their houses and first-year dorms by Sunday, March 15th, in an effort to de-densify our community. So if your kid got sent to Harvard, or got sent, I mean, you know, that you're sending your kid off to Harvard, kid's coming home for a little while. Money well spent. All academic courses will continue to be held remotely. Harvard spokesman Jason Newton said any meetings on campus after March 23rd will be virtual. So I don't know if you guys are seeing the writing on the wall. Once a school sees how inexpensive it is to do remote classes and to not have as many faculty, people are losing their jobs. You know, a lot of kids don't go to class anymore. Online classes is kind of, you know, actually they're not buying textbooks. It was interesting. My kids had to buy textbooks. And I'm like, well, let's get you a good backpack to hold them. They're like, no, I just need an iPad. They're all electronic. And I go, well, that's going to hurt your eyes. But I mean, everything is electronic now. So they're reading their books online. They could watch their teacher online. A lot of SAT preps are now online. Which means you could have one professor. You could actually hire these professors like a la carte to teach a class. They don't necessarily have to be there 40 hours a week. And so these schools can now change their whole business model by having an online course and using that video year after year after year. Especially if it's like law, you know, I mean, the law, you know, in the past, that's, you know, Roe v. Wade, I mean, that's, maybe it'll change in the future, and you could have updates, but if somebody's teaching about Roe v. Wade back in 73, that you could reuse that video over and over again. And so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with teachers, just like schools. We have a teacher shortage. Well, one way to address that is then have online school. Online school, now rather than an oversized classroom of 30 kids, one teacher can be actually lecturing now to five classrooms. And then the students could put their questions in and then get an answer back later in the day by that one teacher. And that school just saved, you know, so much money. So I am a little nervous about this, but this is where the economy's going. And coronavirus just kickstarted it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.